Welcome to Queens Talk with AJ. We are two magical black queens from the A, college roomies turned cousins. Join us as we unpack truth, lies, and all in between.
We give all the millennial depth, culture, and lessons. This ain't no girl talk. This is queen talk. And we are hosts. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Ayana.
You know what it is.
Period.
Bitches done showed up and glowed up.
Okay, we're going to do that again. Okay. I hit the mic at the same... That's why I was like, bro, I got to move the mic.
That sound like a cymbal. Boom. Boom.
All right, I'm done. Crazy. All right. What it do?
Y'all, how are y'all? Y'all doing today? What's the weather like? How you feeling? How your body moving today?
I'm on y'all tea. I don't want to get my tea. What's y'all tea? What y'all got going on?
Like, for real. Like, I'm tired of actually getting on this mic telling my business.
I feel like that's what I did.
It's getting a little hard.
You know, sometimes we get on here and we really just be like, fighting for our lives, okay?
For real.
Not that we don't enjoy it, but sometimes, bro, it's just it's hard.
People really think it's easy to be consistent with this podcast, but I tell you, it is not.
Yeah.
And
like I said, we like it, we love it, but sometimes you just be like, ooh.
Yeah, it's definitely a love-hate scenario sometimes.
Today.
Yeah. Today, it's so crazy that today we are both kind of going through these like emotional roller coasters.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I feel like,
yeah,
I try to remind myself during these periods, like, okay, you'll be fine. Like, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, the older you get, like, the less dramatic I feel like I can be when I feel like this. But sometimes I wish I could just be dramatic. Like, oh my God, yeah, I can't believe that.
Being dramatic just makes it feel better.
Yeah, like, I just need to get it out. I need to be dramatic.
It's like, okay.
I broke a nail. Yeah, I did. And it ruined my day. Like,
oh, wow. And it did.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you're right.
It's okay. A lot of people whose days are
being. It will be okay. Temporary. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
it could always be.
Maybe.
Worse.
You know, yeah. Had a bad day, but it's only a moment in time, and you know, we're just here pushing through.
Absolutely.
Which is what we tell you guys to do. So here we are, leading by example.
Push on through. There are a lot of people pushing through. So yeah, we have a wild episode, honestly. We are going in many directions. Yeah. But we're going to wrap it in as best we can.
Yep. Put your seatbelt on.
Any updates?
Updates? Nope.
No updates?
No updates.
I have to say,
actually.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
It's not an update, but I always have a work story. Well, actually, you tell me your update and then I'll tell you my work story.
My update is so childish. I was just going to tell you guys that my anime journey is getting deeper.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been introduced to a new anime, Hero Academia. I'm touching the surfaces, guys. I'm sure if any of my anime girlies out there, maybe you've already watched this, because most have.
Wow. I just remember you telling me one of them you watched had like over 600 or something episodes. So I'm like, does this one have the same? Or all of them
I actually don't know. No, so some have, I mean, it really just depends on the show and the popularity and also how long it's been going. So the one you're talking about, my cousin watches, that's One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm very intimidated by that one just because same with Grey's Anatomy. Whenever, you know, we used to really sit and binge back in our college days, but now it's harder for me to do that. Like,
Yeah, you don't really. I feel like sometimes I feel like I don't have the time to do it, and when I do it, it's like super, super late, and I just happen to be like, "Oh my god, I gotta finish it," or like, you know, it's like silly. Like, girl, you gotta go to work tomorrow. What are you doing?
What's the last good show you watched? I'm curious. Like, where you were just glued.
So the last show that I actually binged was Love Is Blind.
Oh, we never talked about
that. I was up to like 1:30 in the morning. Oh, yeah, we didn't. I was up to like 1:30 in the morning binging it.
Did you watch the reunion as well?
I had to know. Yeah, I watched it all.
Okay, what are your thoughts about Old Boy? I just want
to
know.
It's crazy because I had to get to the I had to watch everything to get to the reunion because there were so many parts that I was like, I got to hear what they say about this at the reunion. I'm not getting enough from the actual episode. And it's so juicy that I know they're going to ask them about it at the reunion.
Exactly.
My thoughts on... I forgot his name. But I know you're talking
about
Jeremy?
The name
everybody was saying.
No, it's not Jeremy.
You're talking about Clay.
Oh, his name is Clay.
You talking about Clay and oh my god, what's her name? Hold on, sorry y'all.
Right, I'm up here trying to Google. Oh no, that's 2020. What the?
Clay and AD, Love Is Blind with Clay and AD. The black guy, the two black people.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, they still seem like they're cool.
Yeah, actually, my they are from what I can see from the reunion, they were not pursuing another romantic relationship, but they were just kind of at a decent place where they could be cordial and maybe they, you know, text, maybe talk on the phone or something like that, but nothing to where they are going to rekindle a flame. Oh, excuse me. he wants her back.
No way.
She's like, you played in my face. She said you played in my effing face, and I don't know.
Did he really say he wanted her back? That would have pissed me off. Okay, Beyonce. Amiga to Amiga.
He did play in her face.
Did it look? Did it seem genuine, or is he an actor?
From the flow of the show, yes, it did seem genuine, and it seemed like he did want her, but he was not ready for marriage. That's the vibe I got from the show. Even it's like, yes, I wanted, and he wanted to do it because she wanted it, but reality wouldn't allow him to do it. He's just like, no, I'm not ready. Like,
but how do you sign up for this?
I feel like, can we just continue to be girlfriend and boyfriend? Like, that's what he wanted essentially. And she's like, we're at the altar, baby.
Yeah, I mean, no, it's like, I absolutely get that. That's why I would never go on the show. But for people that know what they're getting into, because I understand, like, that first season, people may have not known what they were getting into, but everybody knows what Love Is Blind is. And yeah, so,
I mean, essentially, you know, at the end, you're going to marry somebody. Even before you do the show, before you marry anything, you know. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh, Lord have mercy. Okay, well, yeah, I can't do.
They were my favorite couple.
Reality love shows. I feel like you invest so much of your time watching it. I've watched so many since I was a girl. I'm romantic.
You know how it's gonna end.
It never works out. Even if they get married in the show and la la la, and the tabloids and the new and. I don't know what that's about. Literally, Lauren and Cam from the first season.
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, their castmates were sick because they're just like, oh, y'all are so perfect. And da-da. Like, yeah. Anyway, they were a little jelly. But
wow. But that's the thing, too. On this reunion, they had other couples from other shows on there.
Oh.
Like, pregnant. Three of the couples are pregnant. Somebody had just had a baby shower of couple, so like past cast members, yeah. So some of them are driving.
That's interesting.
And I do think the couple who actually got married on this season, that was genuine for sure.
Okay.
They were all in, and you could tell they actually really love each other. Like, that's, I mean, not that you can tell because people, you know, but yeah, for, you can definitely tell they love each other now.
Wow. Well, that's
even the family doesn't mesh well together. Like, it just works really out for them, for sure.
Some people really look up. Mm-hmm. It's just things just go smooth. Mm-hmm. When it goes down to the family, right. You really won.
Yeah. I just don't know if I would go on the show. Like, and I guess Clay's argument was like, I didn't know that this was going to happen. I came on the show and I knew for sure I would never fall in love with somebody like that fast. And I did.
So you were just testing it to see if it was real?
Right. I'm like, it's a possibility. Like, even if I went on the show and I thought, okay, this would never happen to me. Like, I'm just going to see. Back into my mind, it's a possibility. And I don't want to play with whoever's behind this wall. Because realistically, am I going to be ready to get married to you after 2 months? No.
Yeah, the people that do, that's interesting. Even with Lauren and Cam, yeah. I mean, I could tell that Cam was like elated. And I could tell that Lauren was like, okay, this is outside my comfort zone. But she kind of kept pushing mm-hmm. through. And she was like, you know what, I'm going to give it a chance. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's the where the real test is.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's a good, okay, yeah. I definitely feel like I had my moment last year. It wasn't Love is Blind. I forgot what it was. I think it was the ultimatum. But it wasn't the mall one. It wasn't the mall one. It wasn't the queer one. It was
the one I binged.
It was another one. Because there was this black guy, and he seemed like he was really into this other girl. She was a white woman, but they actually had a really great chemistry, and I thought he was gonna leave his girl in the dust for real. And when it got to the reunion, it didn't happen. Everybody stayed with their person essentially. So I was like, okay, well, I guess it still worked out. Yeah. Wow. Very interesting. Yeah,
no, I watched another ultimatum too, and I don't know, that show is very crazy, but I actually really like the ultimatum.
I have people suggest but that I go on these shows. I would never do that. Yeah, I don't see it happening.
People suggest that you should go on the show?
Yeah. I met a lot of people like, you know, would you ever consider that? And I'm like, no.
No.
I don't want to see my love story happening with the television.
That's so right. One, that's mm-mm. like a lot. I feel like you are not the type to be like,
and you have no privacy.
Out there like that.
They be having hidden cameras in like, their room. Very much not that I like anything, but just there's no privacy. At all. You can't even cry in peace. You go to Caribbean.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I have a break?
Can my tears fall quietly?
Quietly.
You're like, hey, off, bro.
Can you cry a little harder? That's what people be going off the cameraman. They'd be like, get out, stop recording, get out my face. Anyway,
and I just be like, did you not sign something that says they would always keep the cameras rolling? Like, I don't really know how that works. Anyways.
When them emotions come, you ain't even thinking about you're not thinking about the paperwork, I'm sure. Yikes. That's why I hate the idea of paperwork, because people can do anything. You don't know what scenario you're going to be in. Looking like a damn fool with your pants on the ground. Anyway.
Pants on the ground.
Speaking of pants on the ground, Drake got everybody pants on the ground. Whoa, that was kind of crazy.
Woo!
But he got them people looking crazy.
Girl, give me the tea.
So y'all know We Don't Trust You came out with Future and Metro. I was not aware mm-hmm. that a second album dropped last weekend called We Still Don't Trust You. Future and Metro came back with even more heat. What is going on? And they came back with even more of his enemies. Yeah, I'm not really sure. Also, J. Cole popped up on one of the songs. And so people were like, Cole, what is going on? The song was called Red Leather, but it was harmless. There was no... Every song that's... I don't know if Future and Metro put all these people on like a group call. Not J. Cole, but it was just like, hey, if you hate Drake, slide through the studio. Like, what's going on?
But did J. Cole and Drake have beef?
No, and I think the song is not about Cole. It's just about women and you know.
So it's not like the whole album. Drake.
No, The first one. Now, I'll be honest, I have not listened to either projects in their entirety.
Okay.
I know that the first album, like every track title that they had, Drake has a track title that's pretty much like the opposite. So they kind of was being petty.
I did say that.
Now, the second one, yeah, let me click We Still Don't Trust You. Oh, wow. They have a lot of songs on there. It's 25 songs.
They but can be in a studio.
But it's an hour and 28 some, minutes, so that's not that long. So there must be a lot of quick songs on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Red Leather is a song that has J. Cole. Y'all can check it out. It's actually pretty good. But anyway, so Rick Ross, you know, okay. Let's start here. Right. So all of this happened like in the same weekend. So this album comes out. Then this Drake song is leaked on Saturday and it's supposed to be the diss record. Everybody's like, is this AI? What is this? And he went in like I think he might have been talking to Ross, but he was like, you need to worry about like being caught up with Diddy. But he actually has now edited his diss track and he put out another one. So he took some parts out. But he was coming for a lot of people. Yeah. So y'all might wanna check that out. It's called Drop and Give Me 50. I don't think it's streaming, so you may have to go on YouTube to listen to it. But he was going in on everybody. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott, Future, Kendrick. In its entirety,
he was going to Kendrick. Why do you think he didn't release it for streaming?
Well, I mean, it was leaked. So.
Oh, so it wasn't ready for him to put out yet.
He wasn't trying to. He probably was still trying to make his finishing touches. But with it being leaked, his hand was kind of forced. Yeah, so. It's really interesting, though. People love the villain. Like, they. People are really rooting for Drake.
That's true.
And I don't know what has caused all of these fallouts, to be honest. A lot of people are thinking that maybe it has something to do with like him being on top for so long, just people challenging him. And then I've heard people say like he stopped making collaborations with him and they felt a type of way about it. They're not making money in songs no more. I don't know. Maybe Drake, you know, people are used to coming to Drake and him giving them a number one. You know what I mean? And so he kind of fell back from some people. They might have felt the type of way. So I don't know.
Dang.
Y'all tell us your thoughts. I do want to ask you though, Jans, what are some things that you still don't trust? Speaking of, we still don't trust you.
Woo. These niggas, no.
Oh, well.
That just felt so appropriate. Like, I don't know.
Listen, I'm surprised it's not on my list. I was trying to be creative.
Dang. That's actually a good point. Things I still don't trust.
Any experiences? Seatbelts?
Seatbelts? I mean, I'm about to say something crazy. Seatbelts on the slingshot rides.
People
up in the air. I don't trust that. I've never ridden one and I never will. I don't.
Those videos are always insane. The way people just black out.
Yeah, pass out. Now that, I don't know if I believe, but I mean.
You don't believe it.
Their fight or flight system go crazy. I don't know, you know? I don't know.
Yo, I'm sure I pass out. I'm not gonna hold you.
You think you would? So you'd be like, ah!
Yeah. I mean, but their eyes be closed. They be going slump. Now, I don't know about having your eyes open and being, like, fixated. I don't know about that. I've seen people, like, literally go slump. Their eyes are closed or they go...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
You think it's... Girl. Yeah, I've actually seen...
I'm far from even believe.
I've seen people in person get on the slingshot and it looks scary. Like, they look like a dot in the sky. And so once I saw that, there's no way I'm getting on. Hell no. I don't even want to get on a plane.
Hell no, we won't go.
We won't go. Hell no. I'm not going. I put down, just to give you like a little taste of things I don't trust, I put Greyhound transportation. Boy.
Oh yeah.
That was a doozy. Ooh, that was a horrible experience.
That was a time.
A Nikki stan. Sorry. You still support Nikki? You just listen, there's a lot of good artists out there. Man. I'm not taking away her credit. But if you're still standing beside her, I'm judging you. And don't trust her.
Clown behavior. Yeah.
This one might be controversial. Online dating sites. I don't trust you.
Oh.
I feel like it's a lot of... I feel like it's a lot of square... As a cis person looking for a cis man, no, I don't. Now, I think for queer communities, it can be very beneficial. But unfortunately, a lot of cis men get on there with the rah-rah-ta-ta.
Okay, have you really... Let me play devil's advocate. Have you truly given it a chance?
Yes, I have. Many times. Recently, really? No.
But what is happening? People are just like playing. Like, they just get on there, don't text back. Like, don't really want
to... Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are sexual in nature. So it's more of like a hookup culture. I don't think it's a place in which I found of... I think that you really would have to be diligent in going through many trying to pass.
Okay.
Sorry, y'all. It's rumbling in my background. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was like, wait, what is that? Is that the thunder, girl?
Yeah. I didn't even know it was raining.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yes, said, the concern.
Pause. I'm sorry. Yeah, I was like, it sounded like the trash can, like, like the trash can.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is crazy. That's really what the trash can at work, we sounded like when the lady comes to, like, clean up our rooms. And
this girl. Okay, is he really re... Yo.
I know the sound is crazy. Why
you reiterating the sound? That's hilarious. But yeah, I mean, there's no, it's not black and white. There's obviously grays in there with online dating, I'm sure. Just my personal experiences. Ugh, I'm good.
Yeah.
And people that I know that are currently on, like, they're like, it's a joke. I know already. Mm. I already know. My last one is Walmart food. I do not trust getting food from Walmart.
I don't trust Walmart produce.
I did a lot in college, but now...
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. It's Kroger, Publix. Walmart won't see me. Like, if I go to Walmart, it's for like some hygiene stuff and eat.
Exactly.
And then I don't care. Like, I just be like, oh my God, so right here... You better believe the first Target I cross or the first something other than Walmart that I cross, I'm in there sliding on skates.
Yeah. Walmart just gives GMO. Yeah.
Oh, God. I want that to be the episode title. Walmart gives GMO. Like, yeah. You literally know exactly what that means. Like, even with no explanation, you already know it's some fuck shit. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Don't even know what the acronym stands for. You know.
For real.
Anything you can think of.
That's really what it gives. That's really what it gives. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Wow.
So these niggas, I think that's a
Walmart
great answer.
Produce, I don't trust it. Yeah. These niggas. Yeah, for sure. Wow.
So I also have here, a woman was trapped in 115 degree heat after her Tesla locked her inside during a software update. She said, I was roasting like a freaking chicken. After she got stuck in her Tesla on a hot day while the car completed its software update. Oh,
first of all, where is it where it's that hot right now?
Where is this? Where is this what now?
Where is it? Where is that hot right now?
Shh, that's a good question.
Where are you?
I have no idea where she's at. 115
in April?
But you know,
I mean, besides,
you know,
like,
you know, sometimes you're getting your car and it's just hotter because, you know, it's a confined space. I mean, that's still hot though. I don't know because, I mean, we're in Georgia. So, yeah, I have no idea.
I mean, yeah. That's crazy.
But it's just so funny because I think there's so many technological advances that are happening and people are so quick to want to be flashy and have these things and don't even know how to work them. Now, I'm not giving any shade to anyone that has nice things. It's not what that's about. I'm just saying that to get stuck in your own car is crazy.
Yeah.
Also, actually, I was just like, can you not put down the window?
I I don't trust my electric car. I do not trust it. I'm sorry. It makes me very nervous all the time.
You ever seen the movie Smart House on Disney Channel?
Yeah. No.
That movie used to scare me.
That's like, why.
You would have thought it was a horror movie. Like, I literally used to be like, oh my God, that house is turning on them.
Right. Like, it really was a good idea at first. Just like me buying that car, actually. It was a really good idea.
Here we go.
Until it wasn't. Like, I know I'm not going to get into it, but look. I feel her. I don't feel her because what are you doing? They actually, like, oh God.
Does your car not tell you how
she got stuck?
The comments under this.
Update, you park it, charge it, and you leave it. You don't stay in it. I don't know how she got. That seems like a malfunction, honestly. Like, that's crazy. You hit update, and all of a sudden, you lock down.
Can you imagine hearing your car lock? What?
You don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
I wonder how long the updates was, because sometimes they can say it takes a couple hours. Sweating.
This girl said sweating. But also, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but, like, could she not have, I mean, I guess, so when the car's updating, it can't, you can't crank it. Dang. So that's why she couldn't put down the window. I'm sorry, what did she say? She was roasting like a freaking chicken.
I really wish, like, there was a clip. I really want to hear her. That's crazy. Did she make the video while she was in there roasting?
She received 18.3 million views when she posted about this.
Automatically, when you start, when you reach a certain level of views, you automatically get a check.
What?
Or do you have to?
We gotta get on TikTok, guys, for real. We've got to take this seriously. We're funny human beings.
One.
Knock knock, who's motherfucking
one
there?
Funny video. Am I gonna get a? Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy.
I'm sorry. I mean, girl. Think about, what's her name? Tifa Lisa. Oh God. Well, did I marry? She must be sitting on the bank. No, who the? Did I marry? It's me really blanking it out like I didn't just say
it. Oh, yeah. I was like.
Is it Tisa?
And then I didn't recognize her name.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's still never like. Did you finish?
Heck no. I'm sorry. That shit was like a swatching a soap opera. I couldn't keep up. I was like, yo, if this bitch was talking slow, people were telling me to like speed up her talking. So she was like, and then I went to the store. I was like, and I'm like trying to listen. I'm like, this isn't helping either. I'm never going to finish.
I know. It's like kind of intimidating. It's like, oh my God, I got so much to still listen to. Like, oh boy. Like,
I just.
Honestly, that's. If I'm watching a video on the gram or on TikTok, if it's over a certain amount of time, I start slotting it to get to the good part. Because, girl, I'm sorry. I can't. I know that's probably like attention span. Like, I don't know. They're probably not a good thing. I'd be like, okay, come on.
You know, I saw Coco Jones say that she watches videos and listens to things in like two speed because she was like, I'm just trying to get through it. Like, I'm trying to get to the tea. And I was like, wow.
She was fast, girl.
Yeah.
The listening comprehension through the roof.
Yeah, because mine, you had to rewind that back. Oh my goodness. Say it one more time.
Run it back. Like, defeat the purpose of like even doing it.
Right, because now I'm back at minute one. Exactly. That's why I don't do audiobooks. I'm sorry. I just need to listen. I don't need nobody.
That's one thing I said I was actually going to try for like in the car, like a podcast.
Yeah. You need to get a good one.
I'm gonna try it.
You're gonna be in a car like, and what happened?
She did what?
She did what? So with who?
If you know, you know.
I'm done.
Ask none questions.
That's a millennial throwback. What a time. Life was so simple.
Vine. Vine. Do it for the Vine. Vine was the best.
Wow, what a time, bro. Vine and Tumblr.
You know, when they ended Vine, I never had Tumblr, but I definitely had Vine. When they ended Vine, I thought, I don't know what I thought. I thought that there was a, I don't know. It was the end of an era, but like I just thought we were going downhill. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh damn. Like I don't know. I was like, wow, where will we get our, like, I was like, what's gonna happen now?
Yeah.
And then we have TikTok and all this other stuff now. And I'm like, why did I ever think that it was the end of like funny video era? Like, I don't know.
But you know what's so crazy is that every popular app has taken from the app before it. And that really sucks. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like the Blockbuster Netflix situation. Like, like you got to be cool about it.
Yes.
Yikes. So I guess I'll stop with
Jada Waiter out here in these Atlanta streets. She recently posted a photo with no makeup on, and she posted a photo, I guess, with a fan. I'm honestly not sure. But she posted a photo online, and people were kind of like, I'm trying to open it also while I talk, but people were really up in arms about like the photo. Like some of the tweets and things that she was getting was like, that picture of Jada is how bad blank look, I'm assuming they're cussing, look 98% of the time. Y'all call it catfish. I call it raw and authentic. And this is saying, this is why bad beeps shouldn't take pics with straight men, because why would you not throw a little filter on my beep? People actually altered the photo, adding long hair and makeup and everything to her. They're saying Jada is strong AF because made a certain line beep up one by one. I don't really know what that means. People are saying Jada looks regular, like, and people are saying, I feel very strange about it. And I think that, like, my whole point is, like, is social media that important to you guys? Like, your image, like, and also, I feel like what people are projecting is their own self-hate. Like, the fact that you don't like how you look without a filter, and maybe you're used to seeing her dolled up, but I feel like I've seen the other times not all dolled up. Like, but even still, if anybody wants to get on here, get on social media, it's strange to me, because why would you be up in arms about somebody being who they truly are? Like, isn't that what we want? Like, like, that's weird. And in her defense, the photo is a beautiful photo. Like, she looks fine. Like, I'm confused on why people were saying, like, ew, why you don't have a filter on it? I actually have I know someone who does not post a photo without a filter, ever.
Really?
Go on their page, all their photos are filtered. And I feel like that's kind of scary. Like, that's what I don't trust. Someone who puts a filter on every single photo. Like, that's scary. I don't even know who you are. Like, what are you doing? I see you in person, I'd be like, I won't even recognize you. That's crazy to me. Like, and I just feel like there's a weird, like people just going in on her on that photo is crazy. And I like how she came to her own defenses. Like, I'm not going to let a little bit of acne, a little bit of hyperpigmentation stop me from showing my true self and being who I really am. So I'm glad she stood up for herself, but girl, the internet was up in arms.
It's crazy how these people dedicate so much of their time to, like, I don't know. I think we already know that, no? I mean, we see all the makeup videos. We see these people, how they look, and then their finished results after they have their makeup on. Some people look better without makeup, and some people, I mean, they look a little different, but I don't see a drastic difference in how she looks with or without
makeup. Right. Right. And I think that's weird too. Like, people who just have an obsession with like talking about other people, how they look, like, internet really just give people balls. Like, that's crazy. Like, how you gonna tell somebody they should have added a filter? Huh?
Yeah. And you know what? The internet is really a tough place. And this is why I worry so much about our youth, because like we talked about last week with, you know, the AI and kids having access to that, I feel like beauty standards are always going to be a thing, unfortunately. Yeah. And now you have these,
I feel like
kids,
they're gonna fluctuate also.
Yeah, they have these trends about these Sephora girls, these young girls that are trying to get all this stuff from Sephora, begging their moms.
That's crazy. I had a coworker whose daughter would go into Sephora and like run up a whole tab just buying all this. Like, she was buying skincare stuff.
Running up a tab. You know what? I had Noxzema. I
put these on my eyes. Same, yeah. Oh my God. What?
I had Noxzema and St. Wow. Wow. Oh my gosh. I just feel like there is an obsession with the unrealistic. There really is. And I think it's so funny because I remember seeing the first filter. Somebody had posted it, like, remember the simpler times. And I think of the time the Migos was really popular. Like we probably were in college, like, and it was a little halo. It was really meant to just be something fun. It wasn't really meant to be something to hide behind.
Right.
So now I don't know when the transition happened. I mean, I have a fear of overdoing it with filters because I don't want to scare people. And I also don't wear a full face every day. And I think that helps me to stay humble as well because I want to be acquainted with my face. I'm not going to lie. I know some women who don't have the courage to not have makeup on in public at all. They can't do it. You know what I mean? They have to have like a full face. I worked with a girl like that. And one day she came to work and she was not recognizable. Like, she really wasn't.
Oh. I'm sorry. I'm sorry too. Like, I really, that was a wild reaction.
And it's not to play her.
It's crazy.
She was not recognized. She looked nothing like herself. Like, it was alarming. And so, come on, bro.
Jordan, it's your lingo, bro.
I'm sorry.
Unrecognizable. It was alarming. I mean, I'm crying.
You know that as an arts girl, my mind goes to creative words.
I know.
But that's not shade. It's just,
I know.
I was just like, wow. And so I do feel like I do feel like society pushes now, even for younger girls, to feel like they have to wear makeup younger and younger as well. And I think it takes a lot of courage for people just to be like barefaced. She was kind enough to take a picture. She could have told that guy, look, hell no, I look terrible right now. I'm not taking a picture with you.
Right.
And, you know, it's just like, dang, you try to do something good and then it backfires. I also saw where people were questioning about Megan Thee Stallion. I thought it was just me, but I noticed that her nose looked different. And I think that maybe there is an obsession with people because there are a lot of people who hide their hands as far as things that they do. But when I was looking at old video, I was just looking at an old music video of her. It was her and Young Nudie. And it was a throwback, like a throwback for sure. It was pre-COVID. And I was like, oh, wow, Megan looks so different. I was like, yo, but I couldn't pinpoint what it was. I was like, I feel like it's her nose. And so, I mean, she's lost a lot of weight and she was telling people recently, like, I haven't did anything to my nose. So, I don't know. I mean, I really wish though that women in the industry didn't feel the need to touch their faces because I feel like a lot of them are so cute beforehand. Like, it really hurts me.
Right. I always... Somebody I always mention is Cardi. Cardi, like, we even sent a picture in the group chat, like, in our little Instagram, and we were all like, dang, Cardi, like, she looks completely different, like, and I love Cardi, but, like, oh my God, like, the transition, the transformation is...
Yeah. It's kind of imagine awful. How long it took, like, for her to... Man. Heal her nose. She's went through a lot of surgeries, so that's got to be...
She has. She really has. I feel like that
can be traumatic. But, I mean, if it helps you feel good about yourself, I guess that's really what it's all about. And it's like, this is a constant thing that I'm realizing that we see. This is three different instances I've seen the last 3 weeks. I've seen Cardi. I've seen Summer Walker. She was like bowling or something. And people were talking about her BBL. It's just women are constantly under attack. Like, it's especially the black women.
Yeah, so critical.
Yeah.
I feel like if you want to make those changes, make them. I don't think you need to, but if you feel the need to, then that's your choice. Somebody needs to be dissecting it, critiquing it, giving their, oh my God, she did this side by side. It's like, I actually don't want to see a side by side. Like,
yeah,
you know,
just there are whole pages on YouTube.
Already notice.
Yeah, there are
dedicated to that.
Yeah, like it'll be like a plastic surgeon. And they'll basically just give like a rundown of what procedures they can tell this person has done as a surgeon. Yeah.
Wow.
Girl, I saw one where they had Beyonce pulled up. I said, okay, I'm just gonna have to keep scrolling here.
Let me get off.
I wanna know. Dang. Let me just imagine, okay? I don't need to know everyone's business.
Yeah, I'm good on this.
Yeah. That's
oh my God.
Shout out to Jada though for standing on business.
Yes, for sure. Shout out to her. I know somebody who just recently had a photo shoot. And some of the photos, they were not nude, but they were just photos that you may not show to coworkers. But this one, I'm to people that they work with. And they were seeing, and they showed them to me, and I was like, oh, dang, like, okay, girl. Like, whatever. Like, I didn't think twice about it because, I mean, I feel like we talk like that. I feel like that's something she would show me. It's not a big deal. Okay. So, but the day goes on, and I'm hearing her, and I'm hearing reactions, and I realize she's showing these photos to everybody. And I'm like, we're in the workplace. So I just find that very weird. So that's one thing that I find weird. But also, she was showing them to men that, and I don't know if this is wrong or not. I don't know. But she was showing them to men who were married, or men who she has no interest in, or men who are only her coworkers, but she just wants to show off that she did a photo shoot and she's in something very extremely revealing. Like, and it just brought me to like, what is this getting attention from a man or wanting attention so bad that you show off things and you show things to men that you like don't even want to be a bro or uncle, like, and you show them these extremely revealing photos and things like that, like, just for the like attention from them. Like, what is that obsession? And she's not the only person that I've seen or heard this like happen, not just in the workplace, but just like even like people that I used to be friends with, they did the same thing. Just like very pictures and just doing things like just to hear a reaction from somebody. Like, and I'm just like, why are people upset? Like, what is that? Like, what is going on? Feel the need to like do things like that. Like, I've never, if I do a photo shoot, and even if I am like in my bikini in some of them or whatever, I'm not going to show you. If I post them on my Instagram and you see them, okay, fine. But showing them directly to you, like me, like, I would not do that. Like, and I felt really weird. And I'm just like, dang, is that just me? Is that like a, but then also on the flip side of that, it's like, oh my God, so and so is bothering me. Well, yeah, they're bothering you. You opened the door wide open. You want to be let in?
I'm
like,
sorry.
Hell, like,
want to be let in? It's crazy.
I'd be like, yeah, like. And then today they were telling me like, oh, they were like, so and so, blah 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 blah, like, is bothering me type stuff.
That is very interesting. And there's a certain friend that we had that I could see falling under that. And I've had many friends like this. And I actually had a friend who fell under this. And one day she had really told me, like, basically, like, she enjoyed the chase. And I wonder, like, I think, too, maybe it's just, like, a validation. I mean, obviously, it is a validation thing.
It is,
yeah. Even if I don't want you, it's like, ha, you want me, you'll never get me. That's a very dangerous game to play, though. because you're kind of taunting and flirting the idea in front of people, and but you're also trying to give them a hard no. It's you're giving two separate messages, and unfortunately, society really makes that easy to do. All you got to do is post a picture. I mean, her doing that at work is actually really wild. I'm not going to lie. I would be mortified. I don't want anyone at work to even, you know my business, let alone
I was like,
revealing pictures?
Right.
That's
weird. I was like, girl, why are you showing? I was like, don't show him those. Just show him the ones where you have like more clothes on. She was like, no, but I want to. And I was like,
why?
And then today she's like, oh my God, so-and-so is bothering me, making little comments. And I was like, yeah, I told you not what you did anyway. It's like, at this point, you know what you did. Why are we game? I don't want to talk about it.
Oh my God.
I was like, duh. I was like, you asked for it. Like, and that's crazy. It's like, they're taking the bait and she don't want them and they really don't want her. Like, I mean, it's just, if they could, I guess they would, but it's just crazy. I don't know. It's too much for me.
I feel, you know, that's actually a theme in the book that I'm reading too, of just wanting attention, but being like fearful of a certain type of intimacy. And so sometimes people get their intimacy in different ways, or they get this feeling of validation in different ways. And sometimes they might have blockers up, but they're not really allowing people to come in, but they may still need that little touch here and there. So that's what that sounds like to me.
Well, from strangers?
Crazy. I've never been that person. Like, I love a good post a pic and, you know, you get some love for sure. But as far as like the risque side, oh no.
Right.
Yo, I just don't feel right.
It's like, oh wow, you looking cute today. Like, okay, thank you.
I mean,
it's a thing. Like, and I feel like it is easy to cross, but it's not something that is hard for me to. But it's not hard for me to just. To say no to that kind of sensation. You know what I'm trying to say?
Especially in the workplace.
I had to pick, like, show these photos. It's crazy. It's like everybody know that you had a photo shoot and you... crazy. Like, no.
I had a coworker like that too. It's like she would tell everyone in the office her business about different people she was dating. And she started to kind of look crazy, you know? And it got to a point where all of us were able to put these puzzle pieces together. And it's just because she would tell so much of her business. I never understood that. But I think that's a very dangerous game. I think that privacy is powerful. And I don't think that everything is for everyone to know. Something should just be for you, babe, and that's okay. Like, that's that's kind of the point, you know. Like, once you get to this level with me, these are the type of perks that you get. You're just giving them out at level one. I'm not gonna play the game.
Really, level zero. You just give it out. Okay, got them to give.
The girl said level zero. So basically, you're at start.
You're not even at a level.
Player one, player two. Okay, we really flaming at this point. Why are you supposed to be a sim? Oh my God. You're nuts. You're nuts. Yo.
Girl, that's crazy.
Well, speaking of all this, I mean, have to leave us with this quote. I want Black women to get comfortable with telling people, you're not doing enough for me. And I want more than you are capable or willing to provide. More times than not, people come into our lives and leave more than what they had, and we're left with nothing. That is dead. Bars.
I saved this photo a million times. If I could like this photo a million one times, I would. This speaking volumes.
Volumes. You know, so many black women. Yes. You see it generations before mm-hmm. you. You see it in your own generation. And you can see it in generations to come if things are not told to these younger women. Like, listen, mm-hmm. you have to be unapologetically standing on it. Your own defense line.
Right.
It is hard. Mm-hmm. I think finding your voice as a black woman is one that comes with many challenges, because there are so many stereotypes that have been put on us about being mm-hmm. strong. And I don't know that there's this role we're supposed to play where people know what we bring to the table, but they don't want us to be right. put on the level and in the rooms that we should be in. They want us to kind of be doing the work in the back end while they get to be the face. And
in the shadows, absolutely not.
Absolutely I'm not. Just really sick of it. Really, really not mm-hmm. feeling it. And I don't know. I feel like telling people you're not doing enough for me is, I don't know about you, but
tough
one.
When I feel like I've had to say that, I always with something like you're asking for too much.
Oh.
Or like it's never yes. enough, and then it flips on me like I'm saying that you're never enough, or that oh my god, like, and I just feel like that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'm meeting you with a certain level of energy. I'm meeting you with a certain level of me. Like, I don't know, like I'm meeting you with a certain level that you are not meeting me at. That's yeah. what I'm saying. So no, it's not enough.
Can you please return the
I'm
energy?
Sorry, it's actually like, can you just please return the energy that I'm actually giving you? That's actually what I'm saying.
You know, I was wondering this today. I was just walking down the steps at the train station, and I had so many men cut in front of me, and it was really pissing me off. I was just like, and then I started to think, like, where does this start? Whose fault is that? Is it the men's fault for not mm-hmm. teaching them, like, you know, this is what a woman is, da 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 da? Is it their mm-hmm. mother's fault? Where, like, what, like, I want to place some blame somewhere.
Yeah,
like, but I'm wondering. I'm sorry, but it's just like when
somewhere
you see
along the way
somebody dropped the ball, and I feel like this is mm-hmm. like a snowball effect that we're constantly dealing with. Of like, I don't know. Here are these expectations for you as a black woman, but also I don't respect you. And I'm just trying to understand, like, where's the middle of that? Where, like, how do we get from one yeah. end to the other? How do you expect me to yeah. be there to help you out, bail you out, cook, clean, whatever, be your peace? Oh my gosh, sick of that. And I can't even, where's the respect?
Right.
I'm just not understanding. Right. So you're telling me that we're equal, but only when it's only when it benefits you. I'm not feeling that. Right.
Pass. Hard pass.
Ooh.
I think too that like when you see, I think there's not enough examples, unfortunately.
Mm.
Because when you start to see someone or some when you let's say you have someone do for example a certain thing, like be like, we're talking about men and women, like, just being, what is it? Dang, why am I losing it? Not gentlemen. You know what I'm trying to say. Chivalry. Being chivalrous. And then you don't have nobody in your life that's being chivalrous to the women they date or to their family. Then you don't know that you should be that way. You're not seeing it out in public. You're not seeing your circle. So you have no idea you should be that way. Mm. So if you did have someone who was in that way, you would probably want to, like, you'd be like, oh, that is, like, yeah, this, you see that example and you're like, okay, hey, this is something that I should be doing. I see now. But if you don't see it and everything that not something to show that that level of respect, then you won't show it.
Oh my God, didn't you have something in here about that? You know what? You have the what is something that we can bring back? Woo. Mm-hmm. You know what?
There's a meme that I actually found. Name something from the past that we're. I'm gonna put. I mean, I don't really know if Shuri is dead, but I'm. I don't think it's dead. I just think a lot of men do not have that example,
and I'm really sad about that.
I don't know why.
I think it all comes down to like a respect. I don't know. I understand that women have really fought to have some sort of humanity, and I think that has been crossed with I think I'm a man, or I think I'm I don't need any help. Not to say that women need a man, because sometimes they don't, but I'm just saying,
right,
even as a sister, just as a human being, there should just be respect, period, with strangers. It doesn't and like I think we've said before in the past, it shouldn't just have to be a woman that's benefiting you, that you're having sex with, or your mom. It should translate just
I'm a in woman. General.
That's it.
Right.
Yeah. Some people are going to be assholes. Yeah. That's life. But I mean, just to not, just to feel like people have to owe you something, complete strangers. No, it's just courtesy. Right. Like, excuse me.
And I think that goes for elderly people too.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. People do not respect old people either. And that there's actually no really pisses me off. Elderly people.
Yeah,
I will fight by my grandma.
I'm walking through your door and they say, elderly person, I'm letting them go. I'm opening the door for them.
Yeah.
I'm asking me help at the grocery store. Like, if I'm like, I'm helping. So I feel weird when people are like disregarding elderly people. It's actually
like, you're not going to be old one day.
Feels right. Yeah. And it's crazy because I had someone who tell me, my grandma be fooling. I don't stand for that. You a person just like me. You a person just like me, and I'm not gonna be running back and forth doing all this stuff. You elderly, but you can still do for yourself. Like, you just put on a show.
Oh my God. Hey, you don't know what these people have done. Maybe you've had to work way harder than you've ever worked. So that you could live a life of ease and be on your phone all day. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I feel like because we were raised in the church, church was a foundation. I don't know everyone's relationship with God, but it was a foundation of like, you're going to come in here, you're going to sit down, you're going to listen, you are going to pay attention, you're not going to be playing and giggling and talking while the sermon's happening. Even if he was bored out your mind, there's just a level of...
There's a certain level of...
Sat down. Decorum. Sat down. Like, that's it.
A certain level of sat down is right. I love that.
I mean...
And girl, we don't got that no more. We got to bring that back.
These kids be telling their mama what to do. You know, you going to sit down. And their mama sit down.
Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Man.
Damn.
And you know, then it's like, even if you are trying to teach your kids, yeah, it's going to be, whoa.
They're going to try it though, because that's just what kids do.
You're going to do that little chuckle too. You and that chuckle Yazzie be doing, your kids going to be scared, bro. You're not even going to have to touch us. I feel like you're not going to have to touch your kids.
When my mama do that, I know what that means. And you better.
I miss respect. I really do. I think it was a more harmonious time. I think that there was more community in those times. There's more of a sense of humanity and caring for. And when I say caring for the community, I mean like shared spaces, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We got to get back, man. Shout out to all women. And especially shout out to Black women, because we are overlooked. We are overlooked sometimes.
Yeah.
And always rooting for you and always pushing the limits. Mm-hmm. And not always, like me seeing today that we have all these, like, I think like the most, we're like the most educated group, but the least paid, literally pisses me off. So I'm just going to leave that there.
Lord, y'all, stand up for yourself And don't be afraid to say what needs to be said.
Yeah.
Whoever leaves behind it.
Sometimes it's necessary. Yeah. It's sometimes okay. You gotta stand on it. Be respectful about it, though. Mm-hmm. Let's.
Yeah, of course. On that tip.
Because we're attacked. Yes, please. Go off on the right people.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all.
We out. Thanks for y'all listening.
Peace.
This is for the women, strictly for the women. This is for the women.
Hey.
The real women.